Hare Krishna. Yesterday I received an email from Loknath Maharaj that is in the process of writing a book on Padayatra and asking me to comment on my role in it that they've got recorded in the book, and also seems like an interview from me, or part of an interview from me, and add any other things from the my memories of that Padayatra. Remembering back 25 years is a real long shot, but I'm going to do my best. And the first thing is that this is, a quote from something that's in the book, and it says, "One Shivaram Swami, who was there at the time, made a comment about Vivekananda. The crowd became antagonistic and started to threaten us because Maharaj was attacking their national Swami. I had to get on the mic and pacify the crowd." So the questions were, in which city or place did that incident happen? That I cannot say. I was there in Padayatra for 2 weeks, and I know that we started in Vishakhapatnam. We flew into Vishakhapatnam and we joined the Padayatra not far from there, and we also flew back out coming to Mayapur. Anyway, we were for 2 weeks on Padayatra, every night going to a different place, and I can't remember in which city or place it happened. I remember that we were in a school. We'd arrived to the school. It wasn't long after we came, because I remember being very, very tired, and after the walk I was resting, and then we had the program, and then Maharaj asked me to give the talk, so I went and gave the talk, gave the lecture, and they say, "What kind of comment did you make about Vivekananda, in which context?" And aside from 25 years, I've given a lot of classes since then, and probably made a lot of comments about Vivekananda along the way. So I can't remember just the type of thing that I would imagine that Shivaram Swami would say was that Vivekananda's teachings were not in line with the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, and because they weren't, therefore he wasn't really everything that people think that they were, especially for those people who see things in terms of the context of Krishna's instructions. But that's just the thing that I would say. Was it in the evening program? Yes, it was evening. And how many people were present? My impulse is to say that there were 2,000 people. There were a lot of people there. It was a big crowd. And any dignitaries? I don't think so. If they were, I can't remember them. How did the crowd threaten you and the other devotees around? As far as I remember, they remained quiet while I gave the talk, and it was only after, when either there were questions or just after the talk was finished, that some people started to protest and say, "Why are you criticizing Vivekananda?" And then others picked up on that. And then the next question is, what did Loknath Maharaj say to pacify the crowd? And I remember that very well, because Loknath Maharaj really sort of defended what I was saying, more or less. He just repeated what I said. And because he was Indian, people accepted it. I do remember him saying that he, something to do with that he gone to school and was trained and was led to understand that Vivekananda was a national hero and that he was a great spiritualist. But then when he read Bhagavad Gita and Srila Prabhupada's books, then he could understand that whatever he may have been, Vivekananda wasn't an expert in devotional service. But more or less, he just supported what I said, and people accepted that. I think they accepted it because he was speaking from personal experience as an Indian. That's what really stuck in my mind, that that's what really pacified the people. Then they asked this other question, anything to say about contributions to Pariyatra of other swamis and devotees? There were the devotees who were present when I was present with Jadwaita Maharaj, Lokanath Maharaj devotees. There were lots of devotees, but in terms of swamis, he's asking, Jadwaita Maharaj, Lokanath Maharaj, and myself were the swamis, and Krishna Chaitanya was there, and Kripa Moya Prabhu was the three of us who'd gone, and then we continued on to Mayapur, as I mentioned. And I don't... I don't remember any other swamis, senior devotees, coming at being present at that time for that period of time that I was there. Then they asked further questions. A few very personal stories, preaching humor, danger, something special you'd witnessed, etc. I remember one thing that really sticks in my mind was the first night when we arrived. I remember giving a talk, and Krishna Chaitanya and Kripamura were leading a kirtan, in which they got the people so worked up and enthusiastic that they left the area where the program was taking place. And which I suspect was a school, because I remember we had to walk a distance to actually our camp, to the Pariyatra camp, or wherever the Pariyatra was staying, that I can't remember. And they had all the people going through the village. They were going through the village with hundreds and hundreds of people chanting and singing. And people were running and following them. And I'd already left the program, and that was still going on. And then I remember the next day, we were walking, and we're walking through some phenomenally beautiful scenery. I can say that most of the parts of India that I've traveled through, namely UP and Bengal, the scenery is pretty monotone. Should I say, I won't say monotonous, but monotone, it's sort of the same. Of course, the Mayapur and Vrindavan are transcendental, but it's just sort of the same scenery over and over. And here was this beautiful river and rolling hills, and we were walking along the road, and every once in a while a car would come or a bus. But only once in a while. And it was quiet, and there were no people. There were just farmers in the fields. That really, really struck me as what India was like, could be like. Best times or worst times on Pariyatra, I didn't have any worst times. It was all best times. And another event that I think I'm sure devotees have heard me mention this before, was when we arrived in a village and or town, and usually there was this reception party would be a kilometer or two ahead before we got there, and dignitaries would come, and kirtan party would come, and whole school would come, and children would come, and young girls carrying pots on their head would be there. It was like something out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this one village that we went in, where we stayed at night, that in the next morning, I woke up. I remember waking up to the sound of kirtan. It wasn't our kirtan, it was someone else chanting. I don't think they were chanting Hare Krishna, but they were having a kirtan. And what it was, the local villagers every morning would get up, and they would go through the whole village with kirtan, waking everyone up. And the elders. I remember having still breakfast there at that time. We were fed breakfast. The elders had informed us that this was something that came down to them from many generations ago. And anyway, it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who, when he came through, he got everyone to chant Krishna's holy names, and they've been doing it ever since then. So that was very impressive, and it was a wonderful experience. Just you can see how Indian people, as Srila Prabhupada would say, for them being Krishna conscious is very natural. They do it very spontaneously. It's in their blood. They chant Hare Krishna, and it was a. And it's not something that I didn't know from, you know, having already been in England for around 5 years. But it was something that was very nice to see and personally witness myself. Some realizations or other comments, memories. I remember thinking when we were there that this is what I should be doing. I should just stay out on Padayatra. And maybe I made a mistake not staying out. In fact, I remember even when the year Padayatra began, I remember this very clearly because it was, I spent a lot of time thinking about it at that time, where it was something that I had to think about deeply, that I was in Chaitanya College in the big hall, and I was pacing up and down, chanting my rounds, and I just read that the Padayatra was about to start or had started. And here I was, Sankirtan leader, temple president, taking care of kids and so many other issues. And I sort of left Chicago in order to be able to preach. I came to England with the idea that I would do university preaching. And I didn't. I ended up doing a lot of other things. So I was thinking I should just leave and go on Padayatra and stay on Padayatra. What a wonderful life that would be. That's really what sannyas life is all about. Simple life, walking, chanting Hare Krishna, talking about Krishna. And I didn't. I felt obliged, having made commitments and duty-bound, to stay in England. But that was something that I remember very, very well, even to this very day. And they ask here about other Padayatras. I didn't go on Padayatra in India more than that one time, and it's a shame that I didn't. Aside from when Padayatra was with Navarup Mandal Parikrama, then we were there, but that's more Navarup Mandala than Padayatra. Although I went many times, I think every year, on Padayatra that we had here in Hungary, and I really loved that. I went on some others. I went on Padayatra in Ireland, and I remember starting somewhere in Newcastle. Padayatra that went from Newcastle down to London, but the ones in Hungary for me were really, really nice, because actually I was almost always writing. I would be writing, and then when it was time to move, I'd go out on Padayatra, chant rounds, sing, stay out for about 4 or 5 hours, and continue with writing, and I would live in a tent. That's how I really became attached to living in a tent again. It was very, very nice, just simple living. And it was a really, really simple life. I wonder what life would have been if I would have really gone out on Padayatra. Anyway, but that's what it would have been. It's certainly not that now. And I doubt that it will be right now, pushing 62, whether I'm going to retire on Padayatra. But in any case, it was a wonderful experience, something I'd recommend all devotees to do, especially brahmacharis, sannyasis, and dedicate a longer period of time than I did, that 2 weeks. And of course, one thing, and devotees heard me say this again, was when we finished Padyatra. And for 2 weeks, I'd just been walking. I hadn't sat in the car. So when we took the taxi, I remember, back to Vishakhapatnam, and we ended up in, we went as far as Kurukshetra. We're seeing Lord Chaitanya's footprints there, and went into the temple, and saw the Shilas, which is actually Lord Kurma, with Mandara Mountain, and the demons and the demigods churning. It's a far out place. And it was such a strange experience riding in a car, to actually be moving again. It's an Indian car, Ambassador, 40, 50 miles an hour. After walking, because wherever you wanted to go 10, 15 miles. That was a day's trip. And it was a serious trip. But here we were going it, doing what was before 4 days trip in an hour. And it was different. It was different. And we went back to Vishakhapatnam. I remember seeing a tiger cross the road. That was the only tiger I'd seen in India. Before us on the way on the way back. In fact, the taxi driver stopped in the village afterwards, telling everyone that he'd seen a tiger, that there was a tiger up there. And I hope that that helps in the books on Hare Krishna.